What's good, everybody? This is Sports Fanatic back at it again with yet another edition of the Sports Fanatic. Happy Thursday, everybody. Today is the day. You know what I'm saying? Today is the day. Football is back. Football is here. You understand me? Do you understand me? Football is back. Chiefs, Lions, tonight in Arrowhead, NBC, 8:30. You need to be there. You need to be tuned in. Football is back. I've never been more excited for a season than I am this year, than I am for this one. I don't think I have been. Honestly, I truthfully do not think I've been more excited for a season to start than this season. Okay, my Birds are coming off a Super Bowl appearance. We're stacked. We have a great schedule. You know what I'm saying? Tough schedule, but I live to see us take down those tough teams. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of great teams on the books, and I'm ready for them. I'm ready for them all. Feel me? And I know my boys are too. But tonight we got Chiefs and Lions, and I'm going to tell you why the Lions are going to win. Yeah, I'm giving my prediction in the beginning. Lions going to win. I'm going to tell you why. So now I'm not going to tell you why just yet. But, I will say, you know, hopefully Travis Kelce gets well soon. You know, he hyperextended his knee, if you haven't heard already. So hopefully he gets well soon. But without further ado, let's hop right into this thing. Yes, I actually do have the Lions winning tonight. Am I making a mistake? Probably. Betting against Patrick Mahomes on week one. But I believe in the Lions, you know what I'm saying? I think the Lions are a legit team. I think that they had talent at all levels, offense and defense, I believe. I think Jared Goff will ball out. I think I'll throw for over 400 yards. And I just look at the Chiefs, man, and obviously they have Mahomes. They have Andy Reid, and I get it. With those two, you always have a shot. They always have a shot. I get that 100%. But we cannot underestimate the impact that losing Chris Jones is going to have. Okay, when he's a top five defensive player in the league. Top five to maybe seven. Okay, there's a lot of good players, top five to seven. You put him, you take him out against that Lions offensive line and that running game, and you give Jared Goff that time to drop back. We know he can do with a clean pocket with those weapons that he has. It's going to be tough for the Chiefs' defense. Now, obviously, yes, I got to keep reiterating because people seem to not understand. Yes, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are still there, 100%. They don't play defense, okay? They don't play defense, right? So you need guys to stop the other guys from scoring. I know it's crazy, right? It's, oh, my gosh, yeah. You need defenders to stop the offenders from offending. You know, and Chris Jones is one of the best defenders in the league. So when you take him out, that's running lanes for David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. That's time for Jared Goff to drive back and throw. Now the secondary for the Chiefs is decent. They got a decent little secondary, you know. But those weapons, and we know what Jared Goff can do with when he has time. It's gonna be tough. You know what I'm saying? And that defense, I feel like is gonna come out hungry. They're gonna come out prepared. And remember, Travis Kelce. He ain't playing. He's not playing, you know? So, you know, maybe a deal gets done with Chris Jones by tomorrow or Saturday, but I don't think so. But if it does, cool, great. He's there. Might not play a whole lot, but he might be there. But you're missing Travis Kelce, and obviously I get it. You know, they have other weapons. They have Kadarius Toney. They have Richie James. They have Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They have a solid running back stable, you know, Jake McKinnon, Isaiah Pacheco. They have other weapons, obviously, yes. And those Sky Moore and all these guys contributed to the Super Bowl win last year. I totally get that. But to lose Travis Kelce, I'm not going to say on short notice because it happened earlier this week. So it's kind of short, but it's kind of not. It's going to be tough, you know, and they're home. I get it. But I'm just really high on this Lions team, you know what I'm saying? And, I think Aiden Hutchinson can he's gonna be looking to prove something that he's really amongst the elite, that his rookie year last year wasn't a fluke. I don't think anybody thinks that anyway, but you know, he seems like a guy that plays with a big chip on the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? You got guys like a guy like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, CJ, who his last game was a loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl playing for the Eagles. So, you know, he's going to want to come out and prove a point. No Travis Kelce, that frees him up a whole lot. That frees him up a whole lot. So, that defense is solid. You know, that's a very solid defense. James Houston on the other side of Aiden Hutchinson. That D-line is above formidable. And that secondary is decent as well. You know what I'm saying? So, that defense is full of playmakers. And I think they're gonna be looking to make life H-E double high stakes aces on Patrick Mahomes, you know? I just think that, you know, the Lions are going to come in confident, prepared, and I think they're going to get the win. I would obviously not be surprised at all if the Chiefs win. In the least, I'm not saying I'm playing both sides, but I would not be surprised if the Chiefs pulled out the dub. I just think that, you know, I just think that the Lions are going to come in. They're going to come in prepared. Jared Goff's going to play well. They're going to run the ball well. I have faith in the Lions to pull it out. Score, I'm thinking, what's the score going to be this game? I'm thinking, that's hard. Because last time they played the Goff and Mahomes, they put up like almost 50 apiece. You know what? I think I'm going to go 38-35. I think the Lions beat the Chiefs by the score the Chiefs had last year in Super Bowl against the Eagles. I think 38-35 Chiefs. Lions. Like I said, again, I would not be surprised if the Chiefs won. I wouldn't be surprised if they blew them out. I wouldn't. But I have faith in the Lions. I think they'll come out, play well. I have the Lions 38-35. And, that's my prediction. Let me know what you guys think, what your prediction is, what your bold takes are. I'm excited for this season. I'm going to be covering it all season long. So, just be on the lookout. You know, I'm going to be coming up with, you know, predictions, analysis on games and, like, reviewing games, all that good stuff. So, you guys be on the lookout for that. Love you guys. Peace. I'm out.